This is the fly tying room.
Joe Roop is upstairs in his business Castaway Fly Fishing in Coeur d'Alene. There's a round table with a dozen little lamps on it. It's a regular haunt for the type you'd expect to come into a fly fishing shop.
We have probably 25 guys that show up every Wednesday. They're required to bring a six-pack of beer, pizza.
Roop says business had been pretty predictable.
Then, along came hairdressers.
The hairdressers. They call multiple times a day. They walk in off the street. They're looking for what's known to fishermen as hackle, long striped rooster feathers developed through years of crossbreeding to have, as Roop calls it,
the perfect James Bond top secret pattern.
A pattern that creates the illusion of wings fluttering on the end of your line, if you tie it right.
So you'd actually lash it in, tie it to the hook, and then you would wrap the stem of the feather in a circular clockwork.
So I just find a place that you can hide so that it's not obviously fastened to the hair.
A few blocks away in Coeur d'Alene, stylist Megan Davis is putting a rooster feather that's been dyed bright red into a client's hair.
They stay in your hair. You can flat iron them. You can curl them. You wash your hair as normal.
The trend seems to have started at West Coast music festivals like Coachella and Burning Man. It soon made its way to the high-profile locks of pop star Kesha and American Idol judge Steven Tyler. Davis says beauty suppliers are starting to run out.
Have you tried checking out any fly fishing shops?
Yeah, they're sold out and the fly fishermen are really upset.
Literally, we had a wall of hackle, and then we went to reorder and couldn't get any more.
Back at Castaway Fly Fishing, the walls are empty of the coveted hackle. But in a drawer upstairs, Joe Roop shows me his own stash of long, beautiful, shampooable feathers.
A hairdresser would kill for this.
That's probably $300-$400 worth of hackle as it used to sit. It's probably more like $3,000-$4,000 worth of hackle now, you know.
$3,000-$4,000 worth of hair extensions.
Exactly.
But Roop isn't selling. Oh, and Roop asked me to add one more thing. There's no actual proof, but he's pretty sure the feathers cause balding. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.